the theme basically on all these readings is really being chosen. Being chosen. It kind of reminds me a little bit of my priesthood. And when we look here, reason being is, let me make sure I get the right reading here. Okay. So they went off and preached repentance. They drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. So that's the anointing of the sick right there. So we have the anointing of the sick. You know, and so actually this situation, they anointed with the sick, and they're cured. You know, sometimes you think of, you know, people think of back before Vatican II, and it's Holy Viaticum, and so I start running around chasing people down with oil on my thumb. People are like, no, I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready to die. Come back. You know, but no, anointing of the sick is for actually healing, whether it's spiritual healing or physical healing. But again, it reminds me of my own priesthood and how I was called. And let it be known that God qualifies the called. He does not call the qualified. You know, so a lot of us, like in Amos, saying, I'm not worthy. Look, I can't do this. I don't have the skills. I don't have the talent. I don't have the intelligence. I don't have the physical ability to do these things. I can't do it. And so, you know, a lot of people want to give up. And a lot of the saints were the same way. I can't do this. And quite frankly, for me, to be a priest, it's not really my nature. You'd be surprised. You know, when I was young, if the teacher would have called out of me in the class, I would have hid underneath my desk.
Who, me?
Now, that's what would have been me. I didn't want to be up in front of people. So for me to actually give talks, that's totally different. To read. I could read 2 pages an hour when I went into the seminary. I mean, your seminary life is all about reading. So, you know, I didn't have the skills to read at all. You know, I'm like, God, you could have picked somebody else. I didn't want to be in public. If I think, oh, if I got a vocation, I'll go to the monastic life. I'll just go and be in seclusion. I'll pray for people. And so when I discovered I was called to the diocesan priesthood to be preaching and stuff like that, I'm like, Jesus, you're wrong. You're just totally wrong. You don't know me, right? But no, God gave me the grace. I can read now. When I graduated, I could read 10 to 15 pages an hour. I can read more than that now because God gives me the grace to do that. I can read English as good as I can read Spanish. And it's not because I'm that good at Spanish. It's I'm really that bad at reading. So by nature, I am really awful at reading. The attributes to what it takes to be a priest, by nature, I don't have the ability to do it. But God gives me the grace to do it. And that's the wonderful thing about it. God is so powerful. And when I realize that, and I've seen God working through me, and things are like, you know, I don't have the ability to do this, but God works through it. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And so now I get the ability to see grace flow through me that normally wouldn't be able to be there. Now, as it so happens to be, you're called too. Now, you think about the character of God. When God calls somebody, he doesn't say, well, okay, I'll pick you. I can't find anybody. Oh, I'll just pick this person, and they'll do. You know, that's not the way God chooses people. When you look here in the reading, the second reading here, with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, God chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. God has a plan for you. He created you with a plan. It's not like, okay, I'll just pop this guy in existence and I'll deal with him. No. You're called for something. What are you called for? What was it we read on? to be holy and without blemish before him. You are called to be holy. God has a plan for you to bring grace to the world, just like I was called as a priest to bring grace to the world despite my weaknesses. And in spite of my weaknesses, he uses my weaknesses to prove his power, to know that, man, I can't read. I'm awful at reading. But through the grace of God, I can read. Speak? Man, I used to hide underneath my desk, and now I can do this. This is the grace of God. And hopefully this is proof to you that when God calls you to do something, despite your own weaknesses, he can fill up where you are lacking. His grace fills it in, but you have to take that step out in faith. You know, a lot of times we think, okay, God, give me the grace to do that, and then I'll do it. But that's not how actual grace works. Actual grace is when you do the step, the grace is in there. And unless you do it, the grace won't be manifest. You have to do it when in the step. You have to say, Jesus, I'm afraid. I don't know how to do this. This is totally nuts. But because you called me to do it, I'll do it. I'm afraid, but I'll do it. And so it's in the fear when we do it, that's when we're working out the supernatural virtue of faith. And that's when we're empowered in the act of doing it. And that's the most wonderful thing. I remember the first time I ever did a homily. I was so nervous. I was standing on the other side. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, help me, because here it comes. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I don't even remember taking a step. All I remember is just like, I'm like this, and I was like, I got here, and I'm like, oh, Lord. And next thing you know, boom, it just happened. And then grace was there, and I remember it. It was really wild, because I was sitting there talking, and I'm like, who is this talking? I'm thinking other thoughts while I'm giving my homily. And I'm like, wow, this is really weird. And I'm like, this sounds really good. You know, I should listen to this. You know, and that's the great grace. God is always there. And he's always there for you. He will always empower you to do what you need to do, to love as you're called to love, and to be that great example. Because as God gives me the grace to give you the grace, you are called in turn to give the grace to the world. By your actions, through doing those things, even in the fear, grace is manifested. You're called to be an alter Christus. You're called to be another Jesus Christ to the world. So in that way, you become like God. When you think about this, the temptation of Adam and Eve, what did the devil tempt them with? See, God is keeping you from his knowledge. He's trying to keep you from being like him. So the temptation was to be like God. But it's not evil to want to be like God, to be holy, to be good. It's a good thing to want to be like God, but we have to have the correct understanding of who God is. What is his character? And so when Jesus Christ revealed himself on the cross, he revealed who he is, what his character is. It's mercy. It's love. That's what it's like to be like God. And so now we can strive to be truly like God, to be truly great. And so when we step out in faith and God has kind of taken us by the hand and we're blindfolded, we don't see because we don't see as God sees. We don't know everything. We have ignorance. But when we take out that step in faith, wow, something happens. And then you can turn around and say, I did that? Look at that. That was pretty cool. And everybody can say, wow, look at that. That was pretty cool. That's awesome. These are the people we want to be. Unless we take out that step in faith and say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening, nothing happens. If we don't take that step into faith, grace doesn't happen. So, you know, what is it? If we don't do anything, then we know nothing's going to happen. If we do something, then maybe something can happen. Maybe it's better than I know nothing's going to happen. So we take that step out in faith. We go to him and we say, Jesus, this is it. Do something. I'm taking a step out. I'm trusting in you. You know, sometimes we fall. It will happen. But sometimes that keeps us humble and we learn from our mistakes. And other people can see that and say, wow, this person still took a step out in faith. They failed, but they kept going. That's awesome. And then you inspired somebody. So even when we fail, something good can happen from that. So when we act out our faith and we live out our faith, only good things can happen. It's just a matter of believing in Him and trusting in Him.